From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The Urban Land Institute is a real estate research group. It sent a panel of architects and climate specialists to Fort Lauderdale this week to advise the city's Downtown Development Authority. The focus? How to improve resiliency in downtown through more parks and open spaces. Josh Murphy from NOAA is a member of the advisory panel.
We've got great opportunities to really integrate programming that really kind of educates and informs and celebrates water and the change that's going to come with it.
He told residents earlier today that the city should embrace flooding in Esplanade Park and use it as a chance to collaborate with the nearby Broward Center for the Performing Arts and the Museum of Discovery and Science. Jenny Morihona is president and CEO of the Fort Lauderdale Downtown Development Authority.
I think what's interesting and kind of fun is when we're talking about public spaces and parks along the river, that we use resiliency capital improvements as a way to also celebrate public spaces, have a little bit of fun with water.
The panel also recommended that Fort Lauderdale build new parks like planned Huizinga Plaza with 3 feet of sea level rise in mind. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.